Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Where have you been? What have you seen? Welcome back to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast. We're a family here. Thanks for your love and support, your engagement on socials, for tuning in every single week. Now, of course, we're going to take a moment for our sponsor before we go any further, the Orthodontic Practice, sponsoring our show so we can go out and about into the community. That's exactly what we did with LFC and the Liverpool Foundation, the LFC Foundation, do amazing work. But the Orthodontic Practice, of course, the only place you should be heading with you, your family, any dental issues you've got. But of course, they've got the palate expanders, the aligners, they're treating children as young as 7 to avoid dental surgery. If you can get there early, you have so many more choices. So go find out exactly what they are at the Orthodontic Practice, find them on socials, or just head to them directly on Rodney Street. So here we are in somewhere new. If you are watching this on our socials, we're at Anfield. We're at Liverpool Stadium and we've got a very special guest for a very special reason. You've all heard of the LFC Foundation and the amazing work it does within the Liverpool City region. We've got Tasha Dowie with us. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I can't wait to talk all about the amazing things you've done, and it really is an honour to have you on Ladies of Liverpool. So thank you for joining us. First of all though, talk to me about Run to Anfield.
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. I've been involved in the last two. You know, for me, it's just a great day. It really is, you know, getting big numbers down here. All the money goes towards the foundation, which for me is the best part about this club. You know, giving back, you know, to this great city and the deprived areas, helping the health programs as well, which is so important. But for me as well, what I love about it is it's for everyone. You know, I think that sometimes you get put off when it says like a 5K race, but it's not that. It's about just getting down. You can walk it, you can jog it, you can sprint it. It's for older people, younger people, families. You know, the last 2 years I've been here, I remember my first year I ran with someone that's never ran before, and the achievement that she felt when she finished that finish line and got the medal, got to walk on, you know, inside the stadium, have her picture. You know, for me, that's what it's all about. So please don't be intimidated. Come along. It's a real achievement. It's a great day. And like I said, all the money goes towards the foundation.
What's lovely is that there's a two-prong attack. Yeah. We can say you're going to do something amazing, even if you just walking it, the 5K. Hopefully it'll be a nice day, but if not, you'll be in good company with loads of support because people come from miles around to cheer you on. And at the end of it, as a little thank you from the foundation, you get to have a photograph taken on the pitch right in front of the cop. Now, that's a photograph big LFC fans are going to just treasure forever. That's above the fireplace moment, that, isn't it? That's going in my coffin photograph.
You do, sometimes you take it for granted, especially in the role I'm in, where I'm lucky enough to play at this stadium and to be at the stadium. But for some people, they've never been able to step foot in this stadium. So I think, you know, you do, to see the smiles, honestly, I think that is what I've enjoyed the most about being involved in it. When you see the people queuing to enter the stadium and then you see them then having their photo and with their T-shirts on as well. Honestly, it's something I look forward to every year.
It's August the 1st. I'm going to be starting it off. I'll be on the mic. Don't let that
brilliant
pop me off. Come down, support if you can, but get involved. And the link is in the bio of all the pages. I'll include it in mine. So head to Ladies of Liverpool on socials and the link, so it's nice and easy for you to get yourself involved, will be there. Let's raise some money. I want to just quickly talk about what your understanding is of where the money goes. So we talk about mental health programs and physical health programs, well-being programs for all ages. Can you give us some examples of the work that you've seen happen?
Yeah, so I've been really lucky that I've been able to see firsthand the kind of work it does, you know, going into schools and educating, you know, people of all ages with regards to the health side of things. And honestly, it changes people's lives. And that's not me being dramatic here. You know, firsthand, I speak to people who are affected in a positive way by the foundation and the money. like I said, you know, I don't have kids, but I always say, you know, when I leave this earth, I'm leaving everything to the foundation, because that's truly how special I think this foundation is. I was lucky enough recently to go to Tanzania as well with the foundation. That's slightly off topic, but this is what I mean. It's changing people's lives. So for me, like I said, that's why I want to see more and more people coming to this event, and like, because all the money goes to such a positive thing.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible day and something you'll be really proud to be involved 100%. In. So don't miss the opportunity. We'll all be here. Make sure you are as well. You there, Tash, coming to Liverpool. I've seen you do your speech, and I get to see lots of people do speeches. It's part of the job. You host an event and they wheel someone out and they talk about something. I watched you do yours and I didn't want it to end.
Aww.
I was just like, you know, when you hear, I use the phrase all the time, be what you can see.
Yeah.
I just wished my daughter was sat with me watching you talk so passionately about what you've achieved. So for our listeners who don't know, where did it all begin for you, Tash? Oh,
well, firstly, that's really kind. Thank you so much.
It's true.
Now, I think for me, I was really lucky. I had a really supportive family. So I grew up in a town called Harpenden, just north of London. I'm an adopted Scouser now, obviously. Yeah. But growing up, football, I wasn't able to play in primary school or secondary school. So it was actually my dad that got me and a group of my friends and created this team called the Harpenden Colts. And that's kind of then how my football journey began. So if it hadn't been for my dad, you know, doing that, you know, who knows where my life would be right now. And I think that now Harpenden Colts is the biggest grassroots girls football team in the whole of England. I think there's over 90 girls teams. So whenever I go back down south to see my family, I always pop along. And it's just amazing to see young girls with Harpenden Colts kits on, because I remember that, you know, almost 30 odd years ago now. And that's kind of where the journey began for me. And then I was lucky enough through hard work to kind of get scouted by Watford, which was a local club. And then, like I said, the England and the sacrifices started from there. But, you know, for me now, when I say I traveled the world, I played in 6 different countries, I played 14 different teams, got to play for my country, for England. Really, as a young girl, that was never a possibility, but I just was obsessed with the game. And that's all I wanted to do. And luckily for me, eventually, as my journey continued, it became professional and I was able to fulfill that. But when I speak to young girls now, I say, like, the possibilities are endless now. You can travel the world, you can be whatever you want to be.
So how has the game changed for you when it comes to women's football? Because you must have seen some huge changes over the years.
Yeah, people laugh about, you know, my first professional contract. You know, I first started earning money when I was 25, and I won't say how much, but it was pennies, you know. And that's only 12 years ago. Now we're talking about £1 million transfer fees within the women's game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about only 3 years ago when I retired. You know, I was training at Tranmere's training ground. The showers didn't work, so you couldn't shower. And, you know, it's not sob stories, but that's just something I was used to throughout my career. But again, I just love the game. Whereas now they're training at Melwood. You know, that's a full-time facility. They get to play at stadiums like Anfield. They have their own stadium. You see the Lionesses now winning the Euros back-to-back. The money is a big thing. You know, I think that's the thing that sometimes doesn't scare me necessarily, but I just hope the women's game continues to progress in the right way and not too quickly. I think because I've been in environments playing over in America where the club has folded because they just haven't been able to survive financially. And I think that it's really important that we don't try and be like the men's game. I think the women's game can be what it can be. It's different. It's special. It's unique. Mm-hmm. The humbleness still, the connection with the fans. I think that's really important that we don't lose that. You know, don't let these women become like celebrities where they're untouchable. I would never be that, you know. So I think that there's so many positives, more games on TV. Again, when I was growing up, there was never women's football on TV. So I never had any female, you know, football role models. It's always men. So loads and loads of positives. But I'd probably always look at what more could be done, what more can be improved. Because for me, sometimes I feel like the rich are getting richer and the gap's getting bigger.
Yes.
Whereas I think everyone, especially grassroots level as well, need to be supported more.
I think so many industries can relate to what you're saying. Yeah. There won't be an awful lot of footballers listening to this, but so many women who will hear what you're saying and relate that to their industry 100%. Or to their life and their challenges that they faced. I know I can when you talk about it starting off in radio. You know, there were no women's, definitely not with Scouse accents. And so the wage reflected that. And you sort of went, okay, all right, I'm going to try and break through this glass ceiling. I'm going to be that one. And as much as people go, you won't, you've got to have that belief.
100%.
So when it comes to you and your journey, you talk about traveling the world.
Yeah.
Can we just take a moment to just reflect on that? Where have you been and what have you seen?
The best part of my career, honestly. And again, I remember as a kid watching Bend It Like Beckham and thinking, God, as if, like, the opportunity to go and play in America, would that ever be a possibility? And I remember Matt Beard, who was my manager at Liverpool, he moved over to America, to Boston, and asked me to go over there. And that's kind of where the journey began. I had a short spell over there for 2 years, got to play over in Melbourne in Australia for 6 years, then had a short spell in Norway, in Sweden, and then in Italy for AC Milan. Wow. So, I mean, it's incredible. And for me, people always say, why did you travel so much? But as soon as I felt comfortable in an environment, I was out of there. Mm-hmm. And people find that crazy, but I wanted to be out of my comfort zone. I didn't want to feel comfortable. I wanted to be a top goal scorer in a different league. I wanted to, the language barriers, the culture barriers, all these things that will make me a better person and better football player. That's why I did what I did. And I was lucky that my partner as well, who I played with at Everton and Liverpool, she came and supported me as well. So I wasn't on my own, which made it easier. But it's by far the best thing I ever did.
When you look at some of the struggles football players have, men or women, and you talk about that moving from club to club, and we've seen the backlash of that recently. And what are your thoughts on that for other people? Do you think it was the right thing, obviously, for you, for your journey? But when you look at some of these, you know, big headlines that you're reading, do you sit back and have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I think for me, and again, the men's game is very different to the women's game. I think the women's game, I've never earned enough money to, and for instance, moving from Everton to Liverpool, people would say that's absolutely crazy, but I didn't earn any money at Everton. So obviously the opportunity to earn a little bit of money was why I moved to Liverpool.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that sometimes footballers and fans, they're human beings first and foremost. They can do what they want to do. I think that, you know, they've played for the club, they've loved the club, they've supported the club, but this is their journey that they're on. So I'm a big believer in, you know, those people are making that move for a reason. Mm-hmm. So you have to respect that, you know, and I'm all for, you know, just it being positive. You know, I'm a positive person. I don't like to bring too much negativity.
Yeah.
And for me, like I said, the reason why I made those moves was for a lot of different reasons. And they were hard, by the way. When I went to Italy, no one spoke English. I didn't speak Italian. It was during COVID. I was away from family. You know, people don't see, we live in this Instagram world, don't we, where they say, oh, she's living in Milan, she's having pizza, pasta.
Oh, you see them, see the men football players and they go to Milan, they're in that lovely, like, residential area just outside. I had a friend who lived in Milan and it was a whole different scenario. Were you placed to one of these lovely gated communities?
No. And this is what I mean. You know, it is the stories that I could tell about turning up in an apartment with absolutely nothing, no food, no furniture, no nothing, having to go to IKEA and you know, that's the journey that you're on, you know, and I think that
you could probably, when you're thinking all the time.
And this is why I'm hoping the women's game has changed, you know, and you wouldn't see that. When I was winning the FA Cup with Everton in 2010, I was sleeping on a mattress in Birkenhead, you know, we're earning no money. But people don't know this because, they just don't. But again, this is where the game has come. And like I said, people say, now, Tash, you'd be a millionaire if you were starting your career now. Would you change it? Absolutely not. I love the journey that I'm on and I'm excited to see where the women's game can grow.
So let's talk about right now, in the present, all the work that you do for LFC. Mm-hmm. What does that involve? Because you're still an employee at LFC.
It's the best job in the world, honestly. I remember when I retired 3 years ago and I sat down with Susan Black, who was head of communications, and Alex Inglethorpe, who's the head of the academy at the men's side. And they said, potentially, we could create this role for you to become the first ever female ambassador of Liverpool Football Club. That excited me, to be honest, more than carrying on my football career. I could have carried on playing. I felt fit. I felt healthy. I had offers to go abroad again. But, you know, that just to be able to stay within the club, to be able to stay with living within the city. We've been away for so long. And honestly, every morning I say this and it sounds really cliche, but I pinch myself. You know, professional athletes don't have the ending that I had. It's either injury or at a club that maybe you don't want to be at. To finish my football career at Liverpool, to have the guard of honour here at Anfield with all my friends and family, and then to be an ambassador now of the club, working in the media side, doing the coaching, mentoring, working within the foundation. I'm going on the pre-season tour with the men's team this next month to America. Everything I do now, I don't want to just be an ambassador and you know, that's my role and joy. I really want to make a change because I am the first. And like you said, it's hard. Having this role is amazing, but it's so tough because everything you do, you're the first.
Yep.
Playing in the Legends game, the first ever female. I was terrified. Terrified, Leanne. 64,000 fans to be the only female to walk out with Steven Gerrard, Jurgen Klopp, Thiago. But I felt so much pressure because I didn't want it to be a case of, well, this is why women shouldn't play with men. But I also felt like I have to be the one that does it because those young girls, seeing a female do that, they can then feel like they can achieve anything they want.
How do you deal with that scrutiny in moments like that? Because I was watching and I was thinking exactly the same thoughts, being one of the few women in my industry and knowing that, you know, the people who've got no idea of what they're talking about, but they can now have a public opinion, jump on a laptop, jump on the phone, say what they're saying, move on with their life.
Yeah.
But you read it, you see it, you're drawn to it. How do you deal with that level of pressure and scrutiny?
I think, again, when I say to young girls, the three main things: have fun, work hard, but always believe in yourself. And that last one is the big one for me. I've come from a background in a family where, you know, always believe in yourself, Tash. You know, and the more successful you get in life, people are going to want to knock you down. So if, in a way, I take it as a compliment, because when then you do see the notes on Twitter, or, you know, why is a girl playing, or, you know, she's not a legend, whatever they want to say, you know, I take it with a pinch of salt, because I know for a fact they would pay £1 million to be in the seat that I'm in, walking out at Anfield, playing with the men. And to be honest, I know how hard I've worked to get there. I absolutely do. So yes, I'm lucky, but I've worked damn hard to be able to do this and to be able to achieve these things. And again, I don't want to be the first and the last. I want in 5, 10, 15 years time for half the team to be female. And it's not even spoken about as, oh, a female's playing, or Tash gets a 15-minute run out. Well, no, why? Why am I not playing the whole game? Yeah, so I am quite a strong personality. And I think you have to pick your fights. But, you know, hopefully I'm in this position for the long run and I can keep making change.
Well, whatever time of day you listen to this, whatever day of the week, whether you're in the bath, you're driving to work, whatever you're doing, if you're not massively empowered now, I'm doing something wrong. I need a whole new guest list. That was incredible.
Thank you.
So lovely to talk to you. Remind us again of where we need to be on August the 1st.
Yes, here at Anfield, outside the main stand, getting ready to run the 5K.
We can't wait. Link in our bio. Join the fun. Support the LFC Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Ladies of Liverpool, brought to you by the Orthodontic Practice on Rodney Street.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.